The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour One Podcast.
It's Monday, middle of the month of May. We thank all of you for making time for us. We're here for just a mere 4 hours today. We hope you'll fit us in somewhere during your commute or wherever you may be. But thank you, and let's get right to some of the headlines making news. And it's tampering. It's May, of course. And this headline here for a Bruce Feldman article has really created some controversy. It's inevitable and impossible to stop. In other words, cheat. But there really is very little risk. We'll talk to Bruce later in the program. The ACC meetings have arrived in Florida, and with it, controversy. A lot of noise being made about uneven distribution. Commissioner, please pick up your courtesy phone. We'd like to ask you a couple of questions. Over the weekend in Alabama, the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame, where else would you expect this to be? Welcomed in a number of new members. Gerald Wallace, great basketball player there. Jackie Sherrill, legendary player and coach. And Roman Harper. More on that a little bit later on. And also in the land of the Tide, who will the top offensive players be? That's a picture of a guy they're hoping is a big weapon at the wide receiver, Ja'Cory Brooks. Nick Kelly covers the team for the Tuscaloosa News. Always great to say hello to Nick. It's been a while. Nick, thanks for the time. Great to have you with us. So give us what the perspective is right now on this incredibly important Alabama offense, one that most of the experts don't see right now heading to the playoffs, coming just shy. Good afternoon.
Great to see you, Paul. Yeah, this Alabama offense, there's a lot of question marks, but I genuinely think the weapons around whoever's going to be at quarterback is going to be better than what Bryce Young had a year ago. I mean, that's the thing. Bryce was that offense in a lot of ways. Yeah, they had Jahmyr Gibbs as well, but there just weren't a lot of guys who on a consistent basis were really scaring defenses. I think there are a few candidates on this team, and it's going to be interesting to see how they kind of come together, because they are question marks, but at the same time, some guys that I think a lot of people in the program around Tuscaloosa are excited about at receiver, at running back, who can help out whoever ends up being that signal caller.
Let's talk about some of the receivers and the running backs. And a few are pretty well-known names. Obviously, McClellan, we've heard of him. Haynes is highly regarded. Those are the two running backs, the receivers you alluded to. Let's start with the running back position. Certainly last year we talked about a first rounder after transferring over from Georgia Tech. He's now gone, but what do you see, especially at running back?
Yeah, you talked about Justice Haynes. He's a guy who was probably the worst kept secret throughout the spring. And then the spring game, he had 3 touchdowns. So he's a guy who should get a lot of playing time early and often, a guy that I know people inside the program are excited about. I think anyone who is around this part of the country is interested to see, especially with him being a Georgia legacy guy. So an interesting storyline there. But yeah, Jace McClellan is another guy as well that don't forget about him. I mean, he had the 81-yard touchdown against Texas last year. So he's got some speed. He got some size as well. So some good options there at running back. And just really, they got Jam Miller too, a guy who people have been excited about in the past year or so as well, even though he was only getting time in late in games when they were kind of doing that cleanup duty. So running back, a lot of guys there. Frankly, I don't know how they're going to split the reps necessarily. You got Roy Williams as well. They're bringing another guy, Richard Young, as a freshman. So really just jam-packed backfield they have. And that receiver, I mean, you've got guys like Malik Benson. I had one person say he's going to be the next electric receiver for that team, a team that's produced a lot of great receivers in the NFL in recent years. So watch Malik Benson. But Ja'Cory Brooks, he was the Iron Bowl hero as a freshman, had some good moments last year, but I think he's looking to take that next step to be a guy who defenses have to really guard against and have potential issues with and have defensive coordinators kept up at night. He's not quite at that level yet, but I think with the size he has, the speed he has, there's a lot to like. And so there's a lot of, they could be this. We'll see if they end up getting there. That's why you play the game.
You got the killer bees, Benson, Bond, and Brooks, a receiver. Sounds like a law firm. You add Buckner to that. Let's move over to quarterback. You knew we were going there. So give us what that rather crowded for now quarterback room looks like and who's a likely starter.
Yeah, you can't talk about this team right now without talking about the quarterback. So you didn't catch me by surprise, Paul. But Yeah, I think to me it's interesting because I think there's a genuine competition right now. Because if there really wasn't, I think we would have seen Jalen Milroe or Ty Simpson leave. I mean, there's no indication, I think, to them that this is not a genuine competition. I think it is open. Yeah, you brought in a guy like Buckner. As Nick Saban said in late April, they gave these guys a chance to win the job. They decided they wanted more competition. You bring in Buckner, a guy who knows Tommy Rees. But at the end of the day, it still could be a Ty Simpson or a Jalen Milroe. Because I think there's things to like about each one and what they can bring. And to me, Jalen Milroe, I had kept hearing, was kind of had that edge throughout the spring. So if I'm leaning one way, it maybe is Jalen Milroe. But I think it really, there's a lot to play out. I don't know that they know who's going to be the starter. So a lot of a quarterback battle has to play out in these practices, in the scrimmages they have in the fall. And it might not be that we see just one quarterback in that first game. Honestly, if there's a prediction I have to make, it almost would be that we see more than one quarterback in that first game in the season opener. And then by Texas, we maybe have that starter.
Nick Kelly with us from the Tuscaloosa News. Nick, I don't know if this is a fair question or not, because I am curious about something. We were at the golf tournament the other day, the Regions Tradition. Greg Byrne came by and we had a nice conversation with him. But Nate Oates was not there. He's been to everyone that I can remember. Nick Saban was not there. He's been to everyone. I can remember that. You have any inkling to where those two were from a very prominent event that the media is always going to be at and report on what they say?
Yeah, my understanding is some scheduling conflicts and just trying to figure out who was going to be there and who wasn't there. So I don't know that there was some deeper meaning to them not being there. Frankly, Nate Oates has been an incredibly busy man this offseason with just – he didn't have a staff, so he's having to do everything.
Yeah, but he had committed. I mean, this wasn't like they couldn't grab him for a commitment. His name was on the list. He had committed and then did not show. Saban, I do understand, according to some people I spoke with, did not commit to it, and I'm not being critical. One person told me, and I'm curious if you know the answer to this, that said that he was heading out of the country. Byrne said he was at the staff meeting a week ago Tuesday. This was Wednesday. Have you seen or heard from Nick Saban? Because I'm curious. I can't get any confirmation on whether he's simply around or, according to one person, he was scheduled to go out of the country.
Yeah, all I knew that it was a scheduling conflict for Nick Saban. That's all I was told. But I can't completely speculate as to where he was or wasn't. But that was my understanding. As far as Nate,
Nick, Oates, have you my question is, have you seen him recently?
Have I seen him in person? I'm trying to think. The last public appearance he might have made was in maybe the baseball game. I guess I haven't thought about that, Paul.
I'm just curious because the reason I bring this up is I interviewed Hugh Freeze. I've talked to other coaches. They all talked about how busy March, the month of May, is now. It's not like it used to be. And I'm still trying to wrap my arms around it. And by the way, Nick Saban may be right down the street from here right now, and we can clear this up. But the fact that somebody said he thought he was out of the country caught me by surprise. The idea that the head football coach at Alabama would be out of the country in May was completely stunning.
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't heard that, but I mean, it's possible. I mean, again, I'm not going to say it's the wrong information. Like I said, all I know is he had a scheduling conflict, and that's the extent of
my information. I don't mean to put you on the witness stand here, but I'm going to, since you're the only person I'm talking to right now. Who said it was a scheduling conflict?
His communication staff. Okay. So, folks at Alabama.
Okay, well, maybe they're the people to ask about where he is right now. I am curious. Nick, thank you. It's always great to talk to you. Nick Kelly from the Tuscaloosa News on the offensive explosion apparently coming from the University of Alabama. We'll be back with much more, including a couple of guests that you will want to hear from, and we'll have all of that for you right after this.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we're back. We start our calls with Logan in North Carolina. Hello, Logan.
Hey, Paul. Happy Monday. I want to say I enjoyed your first two guests today in Alabama. Talk about Alabama. That was really cool. But I'm calling in, really. I want to address the comments I made on Thursday. I know that I caused a little bit of a storm. First of all, I want to say that Squirrel, he called me a cockroach. Hey, man, you would know the breed. I mean, you're a grown man called Squirrel, so enough said about that. That's all I got to say about that. But I wanted to clear something up. Paul, I do not believe in censorship at all. I know the lawyer had said that I was promoting censorship. That's not what I wanted to do at all. And I guess I didn't articulate my comments clear enough. When I said Jim not to pray, I don't care if people pray. They can pray at home. They can pray on the air. What bothers me about Jim is he's a sanctimonious hypocrite. He calls in and he calls you the devil. He calls me all kinds of names. And then he's going to call in and want to pray for somebody. I mean, that's ridiculous, and that's the whole point I was trying to make. I wasn't trying to promote censorship on your show. I mean, your show is awesome. We talk about anything we want to, and that's the cool thing about this show. So I just want to apologize to anybody who thought that I was calling for censorship. I missed the show on Friday, and apparently there were still some people calling in.
You elicited a number of responses.
Well, I didn't mean to do it. I mean, I still have a problem with Jim doing that, but, you know, hey, I think it's all good, and I just wanted to clear that up, Paul. So I guess that's all I got to say.
Well, Logan, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you said it. Thank you very much. Alex in Baton Rouge, you're on the air.
Hey, Paul. I wanted to talk about my thoughts on that there will be no SEC teams in the college football playoffs.
Basing that on what?
I said this last week. I said Georgia's – I said it on Wednesday, so I don't think you were on Wednesday. But Georgia, I feel like, has like a Big 12 kind of schedule. I mean, I have them losing to – with me, I have them losing to Ole Miss in Tennessee back-to-back because I feel like Ole Miss is going to be really good this year. But there's also possibilities that Ole Miss could lose to Bama. So I was thinking that you could have, like, because I don't know if you've looked at the Pac-12's quarterbacks. You have
They're
Cam
good.
Rising. You got. Yeah, it's incredible. It's in way better than the SEC's by a mile. Like, I mean, I would honestly say that Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the SEC, right?
According to our last guest, he is. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you got Caleb Williams, you got Sanders, you got Penix. I mean, you got everybody up
yeah,
in the Pac-12.
But that's
I
not
mean,
the only definer definition of a league. And they had the best quarterback last year, and they didn't get to the playoffs. So I hear what you're saying.
You're right.
I think if what you say about LSU is about Georgia is true, they won't. You can't get to the playoffs losing twice in SEC play. That's too big of a hill to climb. So hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. Let's talk to Andre, who is up next in the ATL. Andre.
Coach Paul Feinbaum. Coach, what's wrong with this guy? We don't care what the Pac-12 got. Hell, next year this time they might not even have a conference if this thing goes sideways. We don't care about their quarterback. You ask him, ask that chump, how many national championships have they put on the wall? We talking big boy ball, the line of scrimmage league, Coach. This is what separates the SEC from everybody else. We don't go to the Pac-12 and run satellite camp. We don't go to the Big Ten and run satellite camp. But guess what they do, Coach? They come to the Southeast and run satellite camp. That tells you all you need to know. So what? Because they do have some outstanding quarterback. I can give them that. But that won't win them a championship. You know, Mike Tyson said, sooner or later, everybody gets hit in the mouth. What do you do then? So what's going on with you, Coach Bob?
Well, no, I agree with you, Andre. It doesn't matter. Cam Rising quarterbacked Utah last year, and they lost to Florida, one of the worst teams in the SEC. So that is not the overriding factor. Thank you very much for the call. Good to hear from you, as always. Jim is up next.
I don't know what you're going to do with this call, but I don't. I was told not to use a certain term, which I call censored. Do you agree with that? I mean, one of the screeners told me that.
Well, Jim, all I can say about that without knowing the word is we have certain standards.
Well,
that
we have to
adhere to here. So,
wait a minute. You know, Danny Sheridan refers to that word as CR. I think you can figure that out.
Yeah, I don't know if Danny Sheridan is the ultimate barometer of what we can use or not use here, but I don't know what I don't. To me, a cockroach is something that crawls.
I'm
using it as a point of learning. A cockroach is something that crawls in the middle of the night, and as soon as you turn the lights on, it scatters.
Yeah, you're getting a little bit funny here about these technicalities when people are using names against me all through these years, and you're
He did refer to you as a CR. I agree. If you're welcome, Jim. You're welcome to use that if you feel the necessity.
Well, I'm gonna say this: that psi low life. How's that, Paul? Is that good enough, or do I have to?
Low life is a perfectly acceptable phrase here. Yes.
Well, he's the lowest of the low life. As somebody said about somebody else one day on the show, he's the least of a man. He's not even a man. And I'm talking about that Logan, low life Logan. Look here, pal. You don't tell me what to say. I'm a godly man, and I don't know if I'm a Christian or not, but I pray and my prayers are answered. And if I want to pray like they said the other day, I'll pray, especially with people that are hurting and like that girl that I pray for. And if you don't like it, Logan, get out of the damn way. Get off the air. I don't have to explain myself to you, and you burn me up. I'm on fire with the attitude I have for you. I almost hate you, but God won't let me do that. But I despise your kind. You're the lowest of lows. And I'll do and say what I believe is right to say and describe you how I've just described you.
Jim,
and
that's if I could interrupt, I'm deferring to you for my answer here because I don't know. I'm gonna ask you a question. With someone like Logan, though, wouldn't you be better off loving him as your brother and trying to...
Well, I'm going to say back to you, Paul, because you've not been anywhere near perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm emotional. Phyllis was emotional. And that's why I love Phyllis, because she was emotional. And she said what she... But she never got called down for calling these people what she called them. And now you're going to call me down. I think hypocrisy's running amok on the show now, Paul.
I'm just suggesting that... It may be better.
Thank you, Paul. That's all I got to say. I don't want to be reprimanded by you.
The thing to do is to pick it up and hand it back to them. Randy, am I correct? Because I've been listening to too many TV ministers.
Yes.
I guess I have. I was trying to help Jim there.
Yes.
because I don't think it's a good idea to have that much anger. But is it better to let it out, to let it breathe? Dwayne is up next in Louisiana.
Hey, Paul Feinbaum, we're going to bust any conference in the mouth, Paul Feinbaum, Pac-12, Big Ten, Midwest. In the conference, you're ACC. You put in a conference, we'll bust them right in the mouth. That's what I'm talking about, the SEC, baby. LSU, that's a championship. What's going on, Paul Feinbaum?
Hey, Dwayne, you still out on the golf?
Yeah, on the platform, yeah. I'm still on the platform, Paul Feinbaum. I stuck away. Make this phone call to you, Paul Feinbaum. Huh?
Are you, do you get media, do you get TV out there?
Yeah, got all that. Okay. I got all that out here.
I didn't know what you could or couldn't get when you're on a rig.
I see you on TV.
Okay.
Yeah, I see you on TV. 3 o'clock. Okay. You know, take my little break and stuff.
I didn't know we came in on the rig.
Yeah. Satellite and everything.
Oh, yeah.
TV in your room, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You still making that loan money?
I'm still making that loan money, man. Still making that loan money. I ain't do nothing 5 days, Paul Feinbaum. Still making that loan money.
I like that money.
Could you put in
a good word for an aging talk show host who's trying to make some loan money? Randy, you want to go along?
We got two of us here. You can pay right there where you at. Don't talk about that. You can't handle no son.
Neither one of us are what I would call young bucks, but we can do an honest day's work.
I ain't no young buck. I'm 56 years old,
okay,
man.
Okay, well.
I ain't no young buck.
You're right.
Shit. Those stairs get to you. Walking them stairs.
You're the right demo.
Hey, Paul Feinbaum. Let me tell you about all them suckers out there talking about that guy Alex from Baton Rouge talking about the Pac-12 quarterback. Hey. Come to the SEC, you ain't gonna have no quarterback. We're gonna knock him out the game. We're gonna take him out the game.
You got that right.
We'll take him out the game quick. We can get him out the game quick. If you got a hell of a quarterback, you know what I'm saying? Ask him. SEC wins that championship. You can't mess with the SEC. Talking about nobody ain't gonna be there. That man crazy. He's stupid. Talking about we ain't never had no team. We ain't gonna have nobody in the SEC. Man, we might have two or three of them in the finals. Now, you never know. That's all I got
okay,
to say.
Okay, Dwayne, you be well. We'll be back live on the rig out in the Gulf of Mexico right after this.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we're back. We start our calls with Logan in North Carolina. Hello, Logan.
Hey, Paul. Happy Monday. I want to say I enjoyed your first two guests today in Alabama. Talk about Alabama. That was really cool. But I'm calling in, really. I want to address the comments I made on Thursday. I know that I caused a little bit of a storm. First of all, I want to say that Squirrel, he called me a cockroach. Hey, man, you would know the breed. I mean, you're a grown man called Squirrel, so enough said about that. That's all I got to say about that. But I wanted to clear something up, Paul. I do not believe in censorship at all. I know the lawyer had said that I was promoting censorship. That's not what I wanted to do at all. And I guess I didn't articulate my comments clear enough. When I said Jim not to pray, I don't care if people pray. They can pray at home. They can pray on the air. What bothers me about Jim is he's a sanctimonious hypocrite. He calls in and he calls you the devil. He calls me all kinds of names. And then he's going to call in and want to pray for somebody. I mean, that's ridiculous. And that's the whole point I was trying to make. I wasn't trying to promote censorship on your show. I mean, your show is awesome. We talk about anything we want to, and that's the cool thing about this show. So So I just want to apologize to anybody who thought that I was calling for censorship. I missed the show on Friday, and apparently there were still some people calling in.
You elicited a number of responses.
Well, I didn't mean to do it. I mean, I still have a problem with Jim doing that. But, you know, hey, I think it's all good, and I just wanted to clear that up, Paul. So I guess that's all I got to say.
Well, Logan, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you said it. Thank you very much. Alex in Baton Rouge, you're on the air.
Hey, Paul. I want to talk about my thoughts on that there will be no SEC teams in the college football playoffs.
Basing that on what?
I said this last week. I said Georgia's I said it on Wednesday, so I don't think you were on Wednesday. But Georgia, I feel like, has like a Big 12 kind of schedule. I have them losing to Ole Miss and Tennessee back-to-back because I feel like Ole Miss is going to be really good this year. But there's also possibilities that Ole Miss could lose to Bama. So I was thinking that you could have, like – because I don't know if you've looked at the Pac-12's quarterbacks. You have
They're
Cam
good.
Rising. You got. Yeah, it's incredible. It's in way better than the SEC's by a mile. Like, I mean, I would honestly say that Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the SEC, right?
According to our last guest, he is. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you got Caleb Williams, you got Sanders, you got Penix. I mean, you got everybody up
yeah,
in the
Pac-12.
Yeah,
but that's
I
not
mean,
the only definition of a league. And they had the best quarterback last year, and they didn't get to the playoffs. So I hear what you're saying.
You're right.
I think if what you say about LSU is about Georgia is true, they won't. You can't get to the playoffs losing twice in SEC play. That's too big of a hill to climb. So, hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. Let's talk to Andre, who is up next in the ATL. Andre.
Coach Paul Feinbaum. Coach, what's wrong with this guy? We don't care what the Pac-12 got. Hell, next year this time they might not even have a conference if this thing goes sideways. We don't care about their quarterback. You ask him, ask that chump. How many national championships have they put on the wall? We talking big boy ball, the line of scrimmage league, coach. This is what separates the SEC from everybody else. We don't go to the Pac-12 and run satellite camp. We don't go to the Big Ten and run satellite camp. But guess what they do, coach? They come to the Southeast and run satellite camp. That tells you all you need to know. So what? Because they do have some outstanding quarterback. I can give them that, but that won't win them a championship. You know, Mike Tyson said, sooner or later, everybody gets hit in the mouth. What do you do then? So what's going on with you, Coach Fowler?
Well, no, I agree with you, Andre. It doesn't matter. Cam Rising quarterback Utah last year, and they lost to Florida, one of the worst teams in the SEC, so that is not the overriding factor. Thank you very much for the call. Good to hear from you, as always. Jim is up next.
I don't know what you're going to do with this call, but I don't. I was told not to use a certain term, which I call censored. Do you agree with that? I mean, one of the screeners told me that.
Well, Jim, all I can say about that without knowing the word is we have certain standards.
Well,
that
we have
to adhere to here. So,
wait a minute. You know, Danny Sheridan refers to that word as CR. I think you can figure that out.
Yeah, I don't know if Danny Sheridan is the ultimate barometer of what we can use or not use here, but I don't know what I don't. To me, a cockroach is something that crawls.
You just used it.
I'm using it as a point of learning. A cockroach is something that crawls in the middle of the night, and as soon as you turn the lights on, it scatters.
Yeah, you're getting a little bit funny here about these technicalities when people are using names against me all through these years, and you've
been
telling me
that. He did refer to you as a CR. I agree. You're welcome. Jim, you're welcome to use that if you feel the necessity.
Well, I'm going to say this. That psi low life, how's that, Paul? Is that good enough, or do I have to?
Low life is a perfectly acceptable phrase here, yes.
Well, he's the lowest of the low life. As somebody said about somebody else one day on the show, he's the least of a man. He's not even a man. And I'm talking about that Logan, low life Logan. Look here, pal. You don't tell me what to say. I'm a godly man, and I don't know if I'm a Christian or not, but I pray, and my prayers are answered. And if I want to pray like they said the other day, I'll pray, especially with people that are hurting, and like that girl that I pray for. And if you don't like it, Logan, get out of the damn way. Get off the air. I don't have to explain myself to you, and you burn me up. I'm on fire with the attitude I have for you. I almost hate you, but God won't let me do that. But I despise your kind. You're the lowest of lows. And I'll do and say what I believe is right to say and describe you how I just described you.
Jim, I'm deferring to you for my answer here because I don't know. I'm gonna ask you a question. With someone like Logan, though, wouldn't you be better off loving him as your brother and trying to?
Well, I'm going to say back to you, Paul, because you've not been anywhere near perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm emotional. Phyllis was emotional. And that's why I love Phyllis, because she was emotional. And she said but she never got called down for calling these people what she called them. And now you're going to call me down. I think hypocrisy's running amok on the show now, Paul.
I'm just suggesting that it may be better.
Thank you, Paul. That's all I got to say. I don't want to be reprimanded by you.
The thing to do is to pick it up and hand it back to them. Randy, am I correct? Because I've been listening to too many TV ministers.
Yes.
I guess I have. I was trying to help Jim there.
Yes.
Because I don't think it's a good idea to have that much anger. But is it better to let it out? To let it breathe? Dwayne is up next in Louisiana.
Hey, Paul Feinbaum, we bust in the conference in the mouth. Paul Feinbaum, Pac-12, Big Ten, Midwest, intercom for your ACC. You put in a conference. We'll bust them right in the mouth. That's what I'm talking about. The SEC, baby. LSU, national championship. What's going on, Paul Feinbaum?
Hey, Dwayne, you still out on the golf?
Yeah, on the platform. Yeah, I'm still on the platform, Paul Feinbaum. I stuck away. Make this phone call to you, Paul Feinbaum. Huh?
Are you, do you get media, do you get TV out there?
Yeah, got all that. Okay. I got all that out here.
I didn't know what you could or couldn't get when you're on a rig.
I see you on TV.
Okay.
Yeah, I see you on TV, 3 o'clock. Okay. You know, take my little break and stuff.
I didn't know we came in on the rig.
Yeah, satellite and everything.
Oh, yeah.
TV in your room, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You still making that loan money?
I'm still making that loan money, man. Still making that loan money. I ain't do nothing 5 days, Paul Feinbaum. Still making that loan money.
I like that money.
could you put in
a good word for an aging talk show host who's trying to make some loan money? Randy, you want to go along?
You got two of us here. You can pay right there where you at. Don't talk about that. You can't have enough sun.
Neither one of us are what I would call young bucks, but we can do an honest day's work.
I had no young buck. I'm 56 years old,
okay,
man.
Okay, well.
I had no young buck.
You're right.
Shit. Those stairs get to you. Walking them stairs.
You're in the right demo.
Hey, Paul, Paul, Paul. Let me tell you about them suckers out there talking about that guy Alex from Baton Rouge talking about the Pac-12 quarterback. Hey. Come to the SEC, you ain't gonna have no quarterback. We're gonna knock him out the game. We're gonna take him out the game.
You got that right.
We're gonna take him out the game quick. We can get him out the game quick. If you got a hell of a quarterback, you know what I'm saying? Ask him. SEC wins that championship. You can't mess with the SEC. Talking about nobody ain't gonna be there. That man crazy. He's stupid. We ain't gonna have nobody in the SEC. Man, we might
might have two or three of them in the finals. Now, you never know. That's all I got
okay,
to say,
Dwayne,
Paul.
You be well. We'll be back live on the rig out in the Gulf of Mexico right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we're back, and the squirrel, which is not a cockroach, is up next.
See, I didn't know that word was taboo. You know, I mean, Jim, when he says, can I say the CR word, I'm thinking, what's CR? I mean, I'm thinking to myself, what's that? I'm putting all these words together because I thought I knew them all. And then when he said cockroach, I'm saying, man, I didn't know that was a banned word. I mean, we use that word fairly regular on this show, unfortunately. But, no, I thought Logan's call, if I had to describe it in one word, it would be whiny, probably. It was whiny from the beginning. First, Logan, get that whiny tone out of your voice. And if you're going to come on here and say something stupid like you did last week, don't sit and backtrack. I mean, this dude was backtracking. I mean, we call it crawfishing down here because crawfish move backwards. But I just thought it was kind of sad. I thought Jim had an appropriate response to him. And who works on the oil rigs?
That's Dwayne. He's an LSU fan from Baton Rouge.
Well, I've been hearing his calls. I've been enjoying him. If he would, next time he calls in, I hope he tells us what he does out there. You know, because there's a million jobs.
Well, I'll tell you what he does, Coral. He makes loan money, whatever that means.
Log money.
Yeah, L-O-N-G, apparently. Long money. Okay, it took me three times to get the right word.
Okay. I worked there out there 8 years in my 20s, and from 21 to 29.
Is it good money?
And, you make decent money out there, but if you're smart, you can make more money on land and sleep in your own bed every night. I found that out.
I don't think he's figured that out yet.
I was about to say.
He's only 56, so give him a break.
It's kind of an exciting life out there, Paul. It's like a city out in the ocean, 100 miles from shore, possibly, and you've got people that cook for you. You got people that make your beds and all that while you're out working.
I like that.
There's a million jobs out there, and that's why some people have it easy, some people have it hard. And I just wondered.
What did you do on the rig?
I worked for a contractor, so we had to bust our ass. We had to go out there and work on rigs that had been on the bottom of the ocean. We didn't work on drilling rigs that floated around. We worked on rigs that possibly had been there since the 60s or 50s, and then we would replace pipe, do whatever we had to do, and that's what we did. We were out there 2 weeks at a time and come home for a week. It was, every night was Saturday night, so when you were home. So that was the only good thing about it, plus I wasn't married, but once I settled down, I had to get away from offshore as quick as I could, and I went to work for one of our suppliers. But thanks for letting me share all my offshore history with you. Aloha.
Thank you very much. Handsome is up next. Joe.
Rose, I really follow my mom. You know what? Hey, I just got the radio on right now between Jasper, Hamilton, Alabama, and I-22.
Hey, Joe, are your windows open in the car?
I'm going down the highway, but no, they're shut.
I feel like you're about to break into Take It Easy when you said that. Go ahead. We'll make the best out of it.
All right, well, anyway, I'm just leaving. Went to Phyllis's funeral, Miss Phyllis's funeral, and Bridge from Atlanta was there. Larry from Shelby was there. Daryl from Augusta was there. And Lou from Memphis was there. And I didn't know this, y'all the same age. I think we went to the same school or something other together.
Yeah, I saw Lou recently in Memphis.
Right, yeah, he mentioned that. But, yeah, he's first time I ever met him, he said, what the hell's he? That's the first time I met any one of all of those. World's on one I've ever seen. But, but it was nice seeing all those. But it was good. The minister was, he had a good, good thing to say. And, of course, had some pictures with Phyllis. She had a couple there with pictures with Gene Stallings. And I'd say that was a state trooper just passed me. So he's going faster than I am. But anyway,
Hold on a second. You got a state trooper going faster than you are?
Well, I actually got up ahead of him just a little bit before I realized who he was. He sped up, went past me. I reckon he's trying to race me.
That always drives me crazy. I don't know about you. When you're driving whatever you're driving, and then a policeman is behind you, you just like stop. And they're really trying to get ahead.
Right. Yeah. Hey, as long as they're going in front of me, away. Hey.
I tried that once. I had somebody pull me over, and I said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "Do you think I would speed with a policeman right behind me?" He said, "Didn't you see me behind?" I said, "Yeah, of course I did." He let me go.
I got pulled over going through Birmingham, and that's a state trooper. And he walked up to my window and said, "You know, I got my license, insurance out." He said, "You know how fast you're going?" I said, "Not as fast as you. You called me." So, I mean,
that's a good line there, Joe.
But he let me go. I mean, I was doing 15 miles over the speed limit, so. You know, I had my cooler with me. I opened it up, ate up the fire eight, and, you know, I ain't drinking, so. But it was good. I mean, normally for a state trooper lets you go, that's doing pretty good.
Joe, I'm going to use that line. I said, I wasn't going as fast as you were. Thanks, Joe. We're out of time for this hour. It's been a busy one. We appreciate you being here, and we're coming right back. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.